G'day, Paddy Rapama from Triple M Breakfast. This is our podcast for Monday, the 26th of April. This morning, you spoke about Qantas.
What should they do for the next 100 years to improve things?
They shouldn't change the logo.
Yes, they should.
Goofhead.
Come on.
As well as that, we had two other news. If you're a Captain America fan, you will be absolutely salivating this morning.
Oh, yeah, and someone asked for something a bit stupid down at the hardware store.
This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes. Good morning, Robert. I've got a quick one for you this morning.
Yes.
Captain America 4 is in the works. If you love Captain America, you little beauty.
That's... Another 2 hours I get to spend with my 15-year-old.
Yeah, a fourth Captain America movie is in the works. That's according to the Hollywood Reporter. They're always correct. Mm. The trade publication reported the news hours after the finale of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier that a Marvel Disney series Falcon creator Malcolm Spellman has been tapped to co-write the script with Dallin Mason, who worked in the TV show, and Chris Evans apparently allegedly won't don the blue, red and white threads again.
Is that it? Done?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, what do you got for us?
They do everything they can for you at Bunnings. They may not sometimes feel like, you know, you go in, you ask for something, you go, this person does not know what they're talking about, but they're trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
You go in as a tradesperson, you ask a 15-year-old where to find ABC, doesn't know.
Yeah.
They know where everything is, but they just don't know what things are sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, this guy went in and said, oh, I need a bubble for my spirit level. They said, all right, bubble. For anyone that doesn't know, the bubble for the spirit level is just a pocket of air inside the little vial that tells you where level is, right?
Yeah.
So, do you know where I can get a new bubble? And the first person said, oh, you better go to the tool shop section. I'm not sure about bubbles on spirit levels. You go to the tool shop. That's where you'd find
it. Come on, it's the old gag. It's been used since the dawn of time, mate, carpenters or builders when you're getting a young apprentice and you do these stupid things.
Proceeds down the aisle.
Yeah.
And then asks another member of staff and says, oh, look, I don't think we sell the bubbles on their own. So it keeps going on.
Still trying to help. Oh, they didn't. Yeah, no, yeah. Give them a break.
You should probably go to a bigger tool shop. They might have bubbles. And then he wasn't satisfied. So he goes down and he asks one of the employees if he can pull one of the bubbles from inside an existing spirit level and take that away.
Yeah.
She said, no, I think we sell it as a whole thing. I don't think you can just take the bubble. So
nasty.
This video, this guy took a video. It was on TikTok.
Yeah.
At DIBZBABY.
Mm-hmm.
Dibzababy. Dibzababy.
Yeah,
that's
I've
it.
Got that.
At Dibzababy. It's been watched over like a million times.
Yeah, well, not, you don't know. Everyone doesn't know everything about their industry.
But if you go to a hardware shop, you expect the person in there to know.
Give them a break. Give them a break. We now have to cross to the peninsula.
But they tried.
You know how you have Ice Ice Baby? Well, from the peninsula, we got Mike Barry. Yeah, he's with us this morning. Mike Barry. Good morning, champion.
Mike, I've got Barry. My own theme song.
Yeah, I know. That's what we thought we'd do that.
Yeah,
because awesome. Mike Barry.
Mike Barry. Anyway, Mikey,
yes,
Mike.
The word uncomfortable is what I'm thinking right now.
Hey, we've got clothes on, though, what? Today. Now we've got Mikey for other news because Peninsula Touch, it's starting pretty soon, buddy. Is that correct?
Yeah, mate, the second comp of the year is starting next Wednesday, and the closing time to get your teams in is this Friday, so it's very close. It's time to dust the boots off.
All right. How many people are you expecting for the comp?
Well, not sure. We tend to get anywhere around 30, 40 teams for winter comp.
That's awesome.
It's a bit more laid back, the winter comp. There's a lot of footballers that don't play winter comps, so... It's very sociable. A couple of men's comps, a mixed comp, a ladies comp. So there's something for everyone, really.
And the thing is, Mikey, even if like you're new to the coast and you don't know, say, enough people to form a team, you can just rock up, I could imagine, and they'll put you in a team. Is that right?
Always, mate. Always.
Yeah.
There's always room for another one. So if you haven't played on the peninsula before, it's a community-focused club. They have a number of initiatives like the Telstra Fair Play Award. And as I said, divisions for all. I mean, I play mixed, and that's a lot of good fun. So we have, I play with a couple of dads who play with their daughters and a couple of mums that play with their sons. And then I just try and get on wherever I can. So It's a very sociable fun
game. Yeah.
So you're a super sub. I like it. And that's, you know, this is really good. If you don't, or you don't always know a group of people, you just go down there, you can open your eyes to a whole new world of fun, a whole new group of people you wouldn't otherwise know, and you're having fun getting fit at the same time. Nice
well,
work.
Through winter as well, you know, we tend to be a bit more, we tend to hibernate a little bit more like Yogi Bear, so it's a good opportunity to get out and keep the blood flowing.
Yeah, lose your guts.
My winter pelt is already firmly established.
Oh, well, it's been established for many a year now. Yeah. And the big thing is, too, the canteen's going to be open. That's what we love.
Yeah, that was the big decision that came out of the Peninsula Touch Bunker was that they're allowed to open the canteen again. So that's part of the social, the community environment, hanging around the canteen and having a chat with everyone.
Yeah, damn straight. All right, so Peninsula Touch Association, it begins next Wednesday, 5th of May, but registrations close this Friday, Mikey.
That's right. Just go and look for Peninsula Touch on Facebook.
All right, mate. All right. Okay, there we go. Mike Barry.
Mike Barry.
Thank you for joining us, mate. Keep us up to date, buddy, as well.
Mike Barry.
He's out of here.
Alan Joyce, you know Alan Joyce, he runs Qantas, right?
CEO.
Whenever I look at him, I think of the small Ronnie out of the two Ronnies.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They don't even look the same.
Because he's got a pair of glasses.
He's got an accent.
Or a few deep potatoes. Because he's Irish, that's exactly right.
I would never be able to go to a shareholders meeting with Alan Joyce speaking without laughing. Anyway, it's beside the point. He went to a school in Winton, outback Queensland, population 800. He went to the school, he said to the kids, because it's celebrating its 100-year anniversary.
Years.
He said, kids, what do you reckon? What should we do? Anyway, one of the kids from the school gave him a list of things that he wanted to see from Qantas in its next 100 years. A couple of things, pretty smart, that? Like you would expect this. Make seats further apart. Sure, tip.
Yeah, if that's going to happen.
Better snacks.
Oh, if that's going to happen.
that will happen. Bring back 747s. How's that?
Yeah,
for
that's
kids?
Right. Remember they did the loop off Newcastle in the shape of a kangaroo. Remember that when they flew the last one out? Yeah.
Speaking of loops, they want a plane that can do a loop the loop.
Oh, come on, kids. Stupid suggestion.
Mr. Joyce thanked the kids for the idea, saying some of them had real potential.
Yeah.
So
what were the ones that had potential, man?
No, listen to this.
Yeah.
In the early days of the airline's operation, joy flights were offered. An aerial circumnavigation of Winton cost passengers £1, and a loop-the-loop cost £5, he revealed.
Well, we're not doing...
So thank you very much.
We are not doing loop-the-loop in Qantas planes.
Well, that's just what the kids asked for.
You know what I'd like from Qantas? Cheaper flights. That's what I'd like. I always find that... Because I find Qantas quite expensive. You know, they've got their cheap offshoot Jetstar.
One kid, six-year-old George...
Yeah, what did George say?
He wanted Qantas to offer planes that could muster cattle on his family's farm.
Not a bad idea. I mean, see, I'm like that one.
You know,
I like that
kids
one.
Kids are thinking,
aren't
they?
Good work, George.
And then there was one 11-year-old... this is the idea of the lot.
Yeah.
Faria from St. Patrick's School said that they should have surprise economy tickets that when you got on were actually first class seats.
Now, you know what?
How about that?
That's what I like. Wouldn't that be good?
If
the first class seats weren't taken, or they should just keep one.
You just keep one.
Yeah.
And say, get your tickets, get your seat. As you're getting on, they say, oh, that's a surprise ticket to the straight to the front of the plane.
Wouldn't that be good to be at the pointy end?
Yeah.
So this morning we're
unless you were flying to like your honeymoon and your wife gets sent down the back and because it's your name on the ticket.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you're up the pointy end. They're down in economy. Yeah.
G'day, Shane from Empire Bay.
Hey, fellas, how we going? Talking about Qantas improving itself, eh?
Yeah,
why not?
Well, besides the obvious, they should have cheaper flights. Like, you know, now that COVID's over, everyone wants to get on, they're going to make a bucket.
Yeah, they do.
No, I said that.
It was half-price flights for everyone, wasn't it?
I said that to Rob and I. He shot me down because I wasn't so creative, you know.
We can think outside the wallet, can't we, Shane?
Yeah, I reckon outside the wallet. I'm thinking they should have live shows while they're flying.
Not like, a bad idea, Tick. Yeah.
Like burlesque girls or something like that.
Like a stage show.
Not even just
like Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, Moulin Rouge on board. Not in the first class, you know, because they can just do that anytime they want. They make it special.
In economy.
And just reduce the prices and improve the food, mate. Yeah.
Exactly.
Jimmy
exactly.
Barnes would get on board.
Of course he would.
Absolutely.
You know what? I love the food on on planes. Seriously, I do.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, because...
Don't mind it at all.
If something's given to you and you don't have to cook, I just go, I couldn't care less what it looks like. I just eat it. It's good.
And look, they're not going to reduce flight prices that much because they need money. They're dying, those airlines.
Yeah.
You know what they should do? They should change it from the Flying Kangaroo because that's what they need to do.
Well, and what would that do, mate?
80% of the country, by landmass, not by population, sees kangaroos as a pest because they're a pest. They go and they destroy farms and fences.
I'm going to drug test you today.
So what you do
I'm
is
going to drug test
what about
you today?
The flying quokka? Starts with Q.
You
know, or another flying cool animal.
As that ad says, quokka. Spin the wheel of doom rugby league coaches, Rob.
Okay.
There we go.
Hey.
Holy jeez. Remember we did this last year? Oh,
it wouldn't land on Trent Barrett now because they won one, the Bulldogs.
Oh, there it is. It's on Madge.
Who?
Madgie McGuire. Michael Maguire.
Oh, thank
from the
you.
The Tigers.
Michael Maguire.
Because we had the Wheel of Doom coaches, John Morris, because would you want to be a coach in the NRL? Just saying?
Nah.
No, absolutely not.
Only got to lose four games and you're gone.
Because Manly walloped the Tigers, and the Tigers have had their worst start in club history.
Club history?
Yeah. Winning just one of their seven games.
You don't
want
that as a coach, do you?
No. Nah.
Worst performance in the club's history.
And reports are emerging, and it's in the paper, so it must be bloody true, Robert.
Yeah.
That
who do you coach after they sack you for being the worst in the club's history? Where would you go?
I don't know. Yeah, but he's had a good record previously, like with South. But reports emerged
it's always the coach's fault.
Exactly. As Wally Lewis said, you can't teach a draft horse to win a Melbourne Cup, Robert.
No, you could not. You'd teach him to want it.
And Michael Maguire, they reckon, allegedly is facing the sack, and the West Tigers board could hold a crisis meeting to discuss his future, apparently strongly denied by the club's chairman. So, you know, time will tell.
Yeah.
You know, if they have another loss this weekend, maybe.
Another loss?
Yeah, anyway, you better get that, mate.
Okay, got it. Hello, Triple M.
Yes! A short one this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the man who believes that if any battler on Struggle Street wants to get one through the uprights,
right,
give me plenty of notice as I have to pump up my deflated balls.
Right.
And thank you to Steen for supplying them. Paddy Rob Palmer, good morning.
Good morning. Big weekend out.
Robert, what happens every weekend during the football season is my curvy butt is firmly placed on the cushions of my comfy couch as I watch every ball sport possible.
Yep.
That includes soccer, AFL, rugby league. If it's got a ball, I'm watching it.
Water polo? What about that?
That's got a ball, I'm watching it.
Lacrosse, there's one.
That's
what's
got
that?
A ball, I'm watching it as well.
Bocce, what about that?
Silver balls, even better, I watch it.
Badminton, you watch that one?
Look, for some reason, I'm not into shuttlecocks.
Right.
Give me a game with a ball and I'll watch it.
Did you see Manly hand the West Tigers their worst start in the club's history yesterday?
Oh, that I did, Patrick. A 40-6 drubbing. I could imagine that Kev from Kincumber would have thrown away his final West Tigers jersey in disgust.
Possibly.
Just saying, they do make good rags.
Yep. The Tigers, in seven rounds, have only won one game this year. One.
Look, I know all of you West Tigers supporters must be absolutely devastated with your team's start to this year. The supporters would be despondent, disappointed, and even disillusioned.
Yeah.
But there's one word that will cheer up the most defeated West Tigers fan.
And what word is that, Big Al?
Broncos.
Touché.
Oh, I'm a wag. Yeah. I must go by.
You're dead to me,
Thank
Alan.
You, Al.
You are dead to
Anytime,
me.
Anytime, Al.
Thanks, Alan.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?